Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. Great to be here with you, as always, every Saturday. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle on CFAX 1070 from 1 to 2 o'clock. If you ever want to know more about me or my guests, please contact me, lifestylewithpattymack.com. Today on the show, we're talking to Linda Ferguson, and we're going to talk about fall fashions, maybe skincare and makeup as we head into this new season. And of course, today, it definitely is a new season. Off the top of the show, we're talking to Dr. Karen Jensen. She's an ND, author, and speaker. Her new book is coming out called Stress and the Disease Connection. And, you know, everything, mostly 90%, I believe, of all illness is based around stress. It's a big topic. We're going to talk about that for the next half hour. How are you, Dr. Jensen?
I am great, Patty. Thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Now, this book that you've written, I know you've written other things along these lines. And why is it that it's so important to get this word out about stress and what it does to people? Because it's more than just, oh, I'm busy at work. It's so many things.
It is so many things. And I think it's a really broad and often misunderstood concept, actually. People are aware of many of the obvious stressors, as you mentioned, like work stress, relationship stress, financial. But really, if we look at sort of the overview, it's stress is really what people feel when they perceive that life's demands exceed what they can handle. And each of us is wired for stress differently and will respond to these stressors according to our own wiring system. I think it's really important for people to understand the effects of stress because there are so many chronic diseases today that have been linked to stress, whether it's cardiovascular disease, inflammatory conditions, mental emotional disorders, whether it's anxiety, depression, insomnia is a big one, fatigue or chronic fatigue, and many more. So I think as people understand what the stressors are, how they affect us, there's more and more they can do to help prevent some of these more chronic disease or even symptoms of earlier symptoms of stress from appearing in their lives.
So in your practice, Dr. Jensen, did you often find that when you dug down as a naturopath that this was at the crux of what was going on?
Patty, I started seeing this really early in my practice, actually, and probably because of my own experience with kind of hitting the wall with adrenal fatigue prior to going into naturopathic medicine. So I was much more sensitive and aware of it when I started seeing my patients. There was very little information out on the effects of stress 30 years ago when I started, and certainly not much information on the effects of the adrenal glands, which are the main stress-adaptive organs in the body. And I would say I was mostly seeing the stress effects in adults initially, but over time I saw stress symptoms and different symptoms that accompany earlier signs of adrenal fatigue in younger and younger people. And today I think some of the latest information out is that from the American Psychological Association is that teen stress rivals that of adults, which I found quite surprising. But then when I look back over time, I probably shouldn't have because of what I was seeing in my practice.
Right. And then, of course, mental illness as well. We have these social anxieties. We have so many things that are hitting kids younger and younger.
Exactly. And I think, you know, if we look at anxiety and depression, I think the latest statistics in Canada are that 1 in 5 Canadians will experience some form of mental illness in their life. And anxiety disorder is the most common in Canada, and particularly in the young, which is sad but true.
Now, we talk about the adrenal gland. Tell us what that is, because we hear this more and more now, but tell us how we can relate to this, where it is, and what we go about finding out if we need to, you know, do something with this.
When someone has stress in their life, whether it's mental, emotional, or stressors, other stressors, you know, whether it's external stressors, chemicals, et cetera, the body's responses to stress usually come initially from the brain, obviously the brain chemicals that are secreted in response to more of a mental, emotional stress. And then the adrenal glands increase their secretion of stress hormones, namely cortisol over time. And many people, or most people, have never heard of their adrenals, considering, that's surprising actually, considering they command probably the most powerful hormones affecting our body and our quality of life. And these little wee glands sit just up on top of the kidney, and they're the first, shall we say, target when it comes to, when it comes to stress. And over time, if the stress is prolonged or unrelenting, then these little glands become more and more compromised in their ability to respond and maintain balance as far as homeostasis in the body.
That was well put. And this is sort of maybe more of a Western medicine thing. We haven't acknowledged that as much in when we go to our own doctors, unless you maybe see a naturopath, because it's something they're not really
aware of. Even though it's probably one of the most common conditions of our time in modern life, unfortunately, the milder forms of adrenal dysregulation are missed, or more commonly, I would say, misdiagnosed. And I think lab tests are to play in that regard, in that most lab tests in Western medicine pick up on the clinical diagnosis, in other words, the extremes. And that's the same with adrenal function. The tests that we have available through standard Western tests pick up on, say, the extremes of hypoadrenal, which is Addison's disease, which needs immediate attention and can be life-threatening, or Cushing's syndrome, which is the opposite, an overfunctional adrenal system. However, it can take years for either of those to develop, and the Western labs do not pick up on what we call the preclinical or earlier signs of adrenal fatigue. There are other types of testing that naturopaths will do, and some MDs are actually doing salivary hormone testing as well, which is a much more sensitive test to pick up on hormones in general, but also adrenal hormones, and to determine the level of adrenal dysregulation that someone might be experiencing.
Okay, so let's talk about when we're stressed, you know, whether it's through, you know, something going on in your life or, you know, all the things you talked about before. There's so many different things that can cause you stress.
Mm-hmm.
What is that going to feel like if we're having an adrenal failure, if something's going on, or fatigue? What does that feel like inside?
Well, I think that would vary for each person. Like initially, I think everyone can relate to sort of that fight or flight, you know, when you're, you know, panicked about something or there's that initial fight or flight surge of adrenaline. But under normal circumstances, that'll go back to normal. So you feel like you've got all this energy and you feel really wired, but we were meant to do that. You know, we're not running from wild boars in our society and hanging out in caves anymore and running for safety. But that's the initial sort of survival that was built in under extreme stress conditions. But today, it's more ongoing, sort of just prolonged stress. And people might, you know, especially in this sort of stage two, you would call it, of the stress adaptation, people can go on for years sort of fluctuating between adrenal overdrive, you know, where you just feel totally wired and you can go, 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 and then you crash. And so people might start experiencing symptoms like anxiety, depression. They might feel tired but wired, but they can't sleep. Their energy is starting to be compromised. They might have blood sugar dysregulation, like ups and downs with blood sugar, decreased immune system. They might get sick when any little, you know, when every cold or flu comes their way, muscle weakness. And then if it goes on and the adrenals are not addressed at any of these stages, then someone can go into sort of a much later stage, which is more total adrenal exhaustion. And here you might see people with chronic fatigue, more development of chronic disease, or more degeneration of diseases that they're, or symptoms they may already experience. So it really depends, but anxiety is a really big one. Depression's a big one. Insomnia, those are the first signs that I would see and that I've personally experienced, not the depression, but more the insomnia and the anxiety, you know, if my adrenal glands decide to take a bit of a holiday, shall we say.
Right. So when we think of stress, it's not just like you're, you know, too harried that you're, you know, need to slow down a bit and people say, put your feet up, slow down. This can be a breakup of a marriage or if a family member is having a health problem. I know this firsthand right
huge.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
And you worry and you feel sad and you can't change things and it starts affecting you. How do you, and people just think, oh, they're just sad right now. But that was a stress also, right? A stress on your day-to-day life when things hit you that you're not expecting?
Oh, that's probably one of the most profound. And I think the biggest stressors in our life are either the illness of a loved one, as you were saying. There's so many people in a certain age group right now, say, and they're anywhere from sort of 50s, 60s, looking after aging parents or people with memory problems and dementia. Those are really big, or the illness of a child. Those are big stressors that we're very aware of. What can we do about them? That would really depend on each situation, I think. But what we can do for ourselves is be aware of how these ongoing stressors affect us and look at perhaps, you know, do we have the symptoms of adrenal fatigue? Is there some things that we can do to help support our body, you know, and our stress adaptive system during this time? The other thing I'd like to point out here, too, is that there are so many stressors that we're not aware of, Patty, like the environmental toxins today. You know, they're around us, the electromagnetic fields, radiation, all of these things that are there, but we're not necessarily aware of it and how that is affecting us on a daily basis. So rather than it being, say, just one stressor, I mean, that can be a huge factor in adrenal fatigue if the stressor is big enough and prolonged enough. But more so, it's sort of the total body load principle. It's a number of stressors over time that actually wear down the nervous system and the stress adaptive mechanisms in the body.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk more about the book Stress and the Disease Connection with Dr. Karen Jensen and get some more ideas how you can get in the right path. Dr. Jensen is going to be at the Victoria Women's Expo next month. I will tell you how to get some tickets for that. Back in 2 minutes.
Traffic got you down. We'll get you up and going with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Debbie, what is going on with your phone?
Oh, just another useless notification from my husband's install-it-yourself alarm system. It's been nothing but problems.
Really?
It's just bells and whistles. I don't actually feel any safer at home. It's like we're always on call.
You know, you should call Alarm Force. They sent someone to install my alarm system, and it's professionally monitored.
Leave it to the professionals when it comes to protecting your home.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force!
Here's Gabriella of Mississauga thanking everyone for coming out to Cruisin' to End MS Day.
On behalf of A&W and people like me who live with multiple sclerosis, as well as our friends and families, I would like to offer a sincere thank you. We had a lot of fun at A&W, and most importantly, lots of money was raised to support the MS Society of Canada, so they can continue their support and research to someday, hopefully, find a cure.
At Simon G. Jewelry, we believe that a truly great piece of jewelry is the one that gets worn the most, and one you and your loved ones will treasure for generations. For more than 30 years, that idea drives every piece we design. From working with metals whose colors will never change to the cut of every stone we set. No detail is too small. Come celebrate the best of life at
Palmera Jewelers at the corner of Ford and Broad and PalmeraJewelers.com.
For over 50 years, Jet Air Appliances has provided your home with high performance and enduring styles. Since 1988, Lansdowne Appliance Gallery has supplied Victoria with exceptional service and unbeatable prices. Until August 31st, Lansdowne is offering a Gen Air special. Save a whopping 3 times the GST when you purchase any 2 or 3 qualifying Gen Air appliances. A match made in heaven. Gen Air at Lansdowne Appliance on the corner of Douglas and Kings and at LansdowneAppliance.com.
Hey, it's your anniversary in a week, right?
Yep. Getting the missus anything special?
Well, I don't know. I got time. I'll think of something.
7 days later.
Happy anniversary.
No way. Already?
Yes.
Some things are closer than you think, like the JBI Pub and Restaurant at the James Bay Inn. Try their 3-course dinner menu and experience great home-style cooking with fresh ingredients made from scratch. The JBI Pub and Restaurant at the James Bay Inn. Really good, really close. Corner of Government and Toronto.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking to Dr. Karen Jensen. Her book is Stress and the Disease Connection. She'll be speaking this next month at the Victoria Women's Expo. You can go to their Facebook page and get a 2-for-1 coupon. You can download that and get in for a great price. Also go to their website, victoriawomenshow.com, to see all the presenters. Karen will be talking about stress, how it affects health and hormones. And Karen, hormones. Now, how is that affecting us with hormones and with our stress?
Well, before menopause or perimenopause or in men in andropause, the ovaries and the testes produce reproductive hormones, as we know. But the adrenal glands also produce precursor hormones, which can be further synthesized in other tissues or organs in the body into estrogens and testosterone primarily. But during the more dramatic hormone changes, say, that occur during perimenopause, the adrenal glands should produce adequate amounts of these precursor hormones in order to balance the ovaries going on a well-deserved vacation. However, as so many more men and women today have some form of adrenal insufficiency, the adrenal glands don't adequately respond to these additional demands, secreting either too little or too much of a particular hormone, causing hormonal imbalances. Or people that do have adrenal problems going into perimenopause usually have, shall we say, a little bit more difficult time during this transition because the adrenal glands aren't stepping up to the plate, basically.
So in your book, Karen, are you addressing all of these different areas? Is it a sort of a walking guide to all the things?
I would say it is, Patty, yeah. My first book that I wrote with Dr. Marita Show, The Adrenal Stress Connection, was more like a Reader's Digest handbook. Just sort of, here's your symptoms, here's what you can do about it. And then we just sort of collaborated and said, look, we really need a sort of a complete guide to how stress affects all aspects, basically, of our health, whether it's mental, emotional, the brain, inflammation, cardiovascular disease, hormone changes in men and women. And I think it could end up being just sort of a handbook for people to get them through these, get them through life, really, because I don't know of anyone that doesn't have some degree of stress.
Right, and with, you know, kids needing this more than ever. And also inflammation is something you talked about, and chronic conditions. Inflammation is at the heart of a lot of things also, isn't it?
It's at the heart of most disease, actually. And then if we look at it and you think, okay, well, you know, our book's called Stress and the Disease Connection, and people would say at first glance, well, surely there's other causes, you know, of these chronic diseases. But if you look at all the various stressors, you know, like I mentioned, environmental, mental, emotional, nutritional, all of these things affect the body, and a lot of these things cause inflammation, which is probably one of the foundation causes of different chronic disease, whether it's cardiovascular disease. Dementia is huge. The newer research is coming out on dementia and inflammation, and the newest research actually on depression. Canadian researchers have come out and found that there's a certain protein that they found in the brain that indicates inflammation, and the more of this particular marker that was there, the greater the depression, the greater the risk for depression. And so if we look at that and how cortisol affects inflammation, then I'll tie it back to stress and stress hormones.
So, you know, a lot of us know that feeling of stress inside. And you talked about the sandwich generation, and, you know, people are dealing with that. They maybe have a young family, they've got the parents, they're doing everything. What can we do in these tough times, or when tough times hit us and we feel that angst inside? What kind of things are things we can take? I know there's meditation. I know there's other things we can do spiritually, but what kind of things can we take for the adrenals to calm that down or calm our insides?
That's actually a really important question. I would say one of the first things, general support that people can look at is B vitamins, really help the nervous system. Depending if it's an angst inside, you know, a feeling of anxiety, there's different botanicals on the market that can help with that, whether it's kava. Kava is a wonderful herb for anxiety, rhodiola. What I usually recommend to people with that can relate to sort of different adrenal symptoms are, shall we say, products that contain adaptogens. These are herbs that help to regulate the body. They don't overstimulate. They don't oversedate. They just help balance. Some of those herbs that they might look for in a product might be ashwagandha, Siberian ginseng. There's another one I really like called Suma. And there's different, you know, when I started practice, there was a very few products on the market to help support the adrenals. But today, there's a lot more. I would just caution people on products that may have a glandular in them, because if they are already running in a hyper state, they might not respond well to a glandular. But most of the botanical formulas are really helpful, along with B vitamins, vitamin C.
So V vitamins, you mean
a B complex.
B complex. Okay. Mm-hmm. And what about thyroid? Because you hear more and more about this nowadays, and maybe people aren't always tested for it. But what is the stress connection with thyroid?
Well, I mentioned cortisol, and it's more the adrenal stress hormone that comes during chronic stress. And one of cortisol's most important functions is to act in concert, shall we say, with the thyroid hormones. It makes the thyroid work more effectively, but it has to be in a very specific balance. It's really common in my years in practice for me to see people that have had, say, adrenal insufficiencies for a number of years, and then they start going into, say, perimenopause, and then there's more work and stress on the thyroid. So many women end up with hypothyroidism during this time, or it doesn't even have to be during perimenopause, just people that have been under chronic stress often end up with thyroid disorders. But we're seeing, I would say that, I don't know, I've read some statistics to say that 50 to 70% of the people have some degree of thyroid problem, and many of them, up to 50%, are undiagnosed. And one of the main reasons for that might be the parameters, again, that we're using for thyroid testing. Our parameters in Canada run between, if they check something called TSH, or thyroid stimulating hormone, Western lab will not really address a thyroid until these levels go over the upper limit, say, which today in Canada is 5.5. But naturopathic doctors and more medical doctors now are looking at possible problems in, again, what we'd have to call preclinical hypothyroid, any value that is over 2.0. Now, keep in mind with thyroid, and I would say this to anyone who says, oh, my doctor says my thyroid's normal, really look at what the numbers are. Because if you have symptoms of low thyroid, which I'll cover in a second, and your TSH is over 2.0, you may want to consider looking further into either needing some natural support for thyroid, or there, if you're seeing a naturopath or a medical doctor, talk to them about
Okay, Dr. Jensen, we only have a couple of seconds left here. Just tell people how they can get in touch with you and the name of the book again, please.
The name of the book is Stress and the Disease Connection, and it'll be coming out this week. I'll be talking at the Women's Health Expo September 19th at Perks Recreation Center. People are welcome to come and talk to me there. I'll be signing books and answering questions.
Absolutely fantastic information, and please pick up the book, because I think you'll find lots of great information for you and your family. Take good care. When we come back after the news, there's lots of news today. We're going to be talking with Linda Ferguson.
We love expensive antique and pre-owned jewelry and watches, and so do our customers. For that reason, we're expanding on our selection. If you have inherited fine jewelry, or if you find that you're just not wearing that beautiful piece you purchased all those years ago, Barclays Fine Custom Jewelers is Victoria's premier destination to buy and sell. The more exceptional the piece, the better.
Find your extraordinary at Barclays Fine Custom Jewelers, operating in Oak Bay Village for close to 30 years. Come to the experts for trusted advice.
What's the talk around your water cooler? Don't have one? Then it's time you called Old Victoria Water Company and get into the convenience and great taste of pure water delivered to your office or home. Old Victoria Water is the only company offering three choices of water: purified, natural spring, and distilled. Get the cooler conversation started with a free three-week trial. Just call 744-2333 or click on oldvictoriawater.com. For fast and friendly service, Old Victoria Water Company, the island's water cooler people for over 20 years.
story is breaking news and talk that matters. CFAX 1070.
It's 1:30 on Saturday, August 29th. Good afternoon. In the CFAX newsroom, I'm Rob Freeman. The Trans-Canada Highway is open again through Goldstream Park after a four-hour closure today because of a head-on collision earlier this morning. Now, Finlayson Arm Road also became jammed up as people tried to detour. Brentwood Bay was heavily congested as people tried to get to the Mill Bay Ferry. It's still going to take some time to fully clear the congestion and get Highway 1 flowing smoothly again. We're told there were four people taken to hospital, two in each car. Two are said to be in critical condition. The other two are stable. West Shore RCMP believe alcohol may have been a factor. A wind storm is hitting BC's south coast today. There are almost 4,200 properties affected right now around Greater Victoria, Cowichan Valley, and the Gulf Islands for power outages. But almost 200,000 customers are off the grid around Metro Vancouver and the Lower Mainland. The wind has brought down lots of branches and, in some cases, entire trees. Several crushed cars toppled from a barge in the Gorge Waterway yesterday afternoon when it started to tip. The Ministry of Environment says metal recycling company Schnitzer Steel was loading the barge owned by C-SPAN Marine when the accident happened. Carpenter Jeff St. Thomas was restoring a heritage home across the gorge when the cars started sliding into the water.
Well, I heard noise at first because I had my back turned to it, you know, and I could hear the kind of like the scraping noise of something grinding. I'm like, what the hell is that? And it was the cars, you know, sliding, grinding as they were sliding off, with the, you know, metal scraping noise.
St. Thomas says he saw about four or five vehicles in all go into the water. The Environment Ministry says booms were set up to contain any pollution, but the crushed vehicles were all cleaned out of fuel before being loaded onto the barge. And a large shipwreck has been found off the Hawaiian Islands.
The USS Mission San Miguel, headed from Guam to Seattle, lost in 1957. Melissa Price, part of a research team mapping the ocean off Hawaii and looking for that wreck, wondering,
oh my God, are we ever going to find this? We've spent so much time, you know, why isn't it at this spot?
Maritime field leader Jason Raub, along with two others on a dive, and there it was.
We jumped over, and I had a look at these two, and their eyes were just, you know, pie plates. So it was one of those aha moments.
The sunken tanker, largely intact. Dave Packer, ABC News.
CFAX weather coming up.
This summer, we're inviting you to go on a power trip. During the Summer of Lexus, you can take advantage of amazing offers on our entire lineup. Whether you choose the exhilaration of a Lexus F-Sport or the innovation and technology of Lexus Hybrid Drive, there's something for everyone. Come in for a test drive today.
Lease the new Lexus NX Sport Utility for $479 per month for 39 months with $4,830 down at 1.9% APR. See newspaper or visit Jim Pattison Lexus Victoria for details.
CFAX weather, as mentioned, we do have a windstorm blowing through the area. We have a wind warning up for Greater Victoria, gusts up to 90 kilometers per hour this afternoon. Rain and wind and a risk of a thundershower, a high of 18 today. Rain tonight, a low of 12. A good chance of more showers tomorrow and a high of 17. Right now in downtown Victoria, it's clouding over and it's 20 degrees. I'm Rob Freeman. Your next news at 2 o'clock. Breaking news when it happens on CFAX 1070. It's 1:34.
Trail Appliances BC Lions Football.
Thursday, the Lions are out to prove they can win in both languages when they take on the Alouettes in Montreal. Kickoff at 4:30. Join me along with Julio Caravetta for BC Lions Football on the Lions Radio Network.
The BC Lions play here.
Brought to you by Dumont Tirecraft, Harbor Air Seaplanes, and Capital Iron.
This is where the pros play. CFAX 1070.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody. In this half hour, we're going to talk about fashion and skincare and all kinds of fun stuff. On the phone, we have Linda Ferguson from Linda Ferguson Designs, designer clothing with attitude. And Linda does some great design work, also helps people with buying fashion or consulting on what they should wear. Also, we're going to talk about skincare. She's involved with Roden and Fields. And talk about aging skin and how we can go about the, you know, summer skin to the fall skin and what we should be doing. And some trends in fashion this time of year. Welcome to the show, Linda.
Thank you.
Nice to talk to you. And I've been looking at your website, which is great. And you have all kinds of neat articles in there. Also, all the pieces that you design. I want to talk about your background because, you know, it all starts with passion for fashion, you say, and you were pretty young and on a sewing machine.
Correct.
So from there, you went from doing that instead of going out with all your friends on Saturday nights to going to design school. Tell us about your journey getting to where you are now.
Well, as a young girl, my mother, she would make all my clothes. I'm the eldest of four. And her mother sewed, and she sewed, and I thought that was such a great thing. And, of course, as a young girl, I wanted, you know, these really rad clothing, and we could not afford it, so she taught me how to sew, and that just erupted into such a passion. So I would, on the weekends, I would make a new outfit to go to school the following week.
Wow. And did you always have, because you have lots of, you like interesting colors and textures, did you always have a different kind of style than everybody else, or did you try and fit in?
Unfortunately, no. I'm not beige. I love color, love pattern and print, and love to do different things because I really believe your clothing is a reflection of your personality. And you shouldn't be afraid of color, and you really, it does really build a lot of confidence in you when you wear something that you truly love.
And I think you try, like you were talking yesterday, you try and take some of that runway look and incorporate it into sort of how we can live, whether it's, you know, the office or if we're going out for an event. You can have a small touch of it on you.
That's right. So when women comment to me constantly because I send them information on runway shows and things like this that come from New York and Paris and Italy, and they're way out there. But that's all theater. So the idea is when you look and you attend a fashion show, you take one little element that you like and say, I can incorporate that into my wardrobe. That'll be a part of my personality this season. So it's not the whole look. It may be just the thinner pant. It may be the higher waist. It's just one little thing. And because you can't buy it all, so it's understanding how you invest in a wardrobe so that you have it over years.
And, you know, Linda, we all know people from school. You go back to reunions, still have the same hairdo, have the same everything. When you get some of these people and you either design clothing for them or get them shopping for new stuff, what effect does that have on their life and their psyche?
They're empowered. Mm-hmm. Women are liberated. And it's interesting because I usually find that starts women over 40, they start to realize they've lost themselves. Because as young girls, we all start off playing with dolls, we start off painting our nails, taking care of our hair. We are priority number one. But as we age, we get married, we have children, we just don't take care of ourselves anymore. So I find I get a lot of women then over 40 and they come to me and they tell me their story and then we create something beautiful together and they go, wow, I look amazing. And they do look amazing. They just forgot what it was like.
Right. And it can just keep getting better and better, right, as we head into our 50s and onward.
All the time.
And, you know, I know on your website you have a lot of, well, you have a video of one of your speaking engagements. You talk about body type because I think it's something that we all, you know, we think we have a certain body type. When I watched it, I realized, you know, you think you might be curvy or this or that, but it depends on your shoulder ratio, the hip.
That's correct.
It's really important to know your frame.
Well, it is. And what happens about every decade, our body fat.
About every day.
You know, it's not a fun thing,
no.
But it's the reality of. So when women come to me, you know, I'm going to be honest with you here. This is what it is, you know.
Yeah.
And once you understand what your body type is and how everything stems from the shoulders, shopping is fun again. Because shopping is enjoyable when you pull something into the dressing room and it fits. This is fun. It is not fun when you take a dozen outfits in to the dressing room, nothing fits, you bring them back. It's depressing. Who wants to do that?
Absolutely. And everybody has these things happen as we age, and there's lots of things you can do about it. And, you know, like you say, it's much better if it fits. We don't have to have frumpy all the time. We can look,
not all
we can have
time.
Things more shapely.
Totally. And it all starts, Patty, with the right bra.
Yeah.
It's key. And I tell women this all the time. And they just seem to miss that whole element. Because if your bra isn't fitting you properly, then your garment isn't doing you justice.
Well, I think we just helped a bunch of people right now. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about fall fashion and what you're seeing, what you're designing, and also about our skincare as we go on towards fall and winter. Back in 2 minutes.
From the CFAX 1070 Community Cruiser, here's what's happening.
You can help kick off the United Way 2015 community campaign by making your mark and adding your name to the pledge wall at Centennial Square Wednesday, September 16th. For more information, go to uwgv.ca and enjoy authentic Greek cuisine and entertainment at the Victoria Greek Festival. It happens this weekend in front of Saanich Commonwealth Place.
Watch for our Kia Soul from Graham Kia on Government Street. CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hi, Victoria. I'm Caitlin Livingston, letting you know what's going on around the area. It's that time of year again. Two fun Greek Fest weekends starting August 28th. Let's eat, let's dance, let's meet our neighbors all in one night. And don't forget about the raffle for a trip. This year, it's a trip to Greece. Also, mark down on your calendars that it's Seniors Day on August 28th. We hope to see you there. Another fun event that's almost here is the Great Canadian Beer Fest. It's on September 11th and 12th. Come out and meet people who wish to share their passion for craft beers with the rest of the world. Tickets are still available. Get yours before they are sold out. More events at CFAX1070.com. Community Connections is brought to you by Fairway Market. Check fairwaymarket.com, a fresh new online service from your friends at Fairway Market.
You've made the decision to go green, clean, and back to the basics. Now choose Integrity Sales to help you manage your organic yard, garden, or farm efficiently. It's where the organic professionals shop. And just like the pros at Integrity Sales, you'll find the highest quality organic fertilizers, soil amendments, micronutrients, and fall year spraying materials that will enhance soils and plants. Integrity Sales, for traditional, transitional, and organic gardeners and farmers. 2180 Keating Cross Road, where the professionals shop.
Locally owned and operated Camino Carpets and Flooring. You may have known them as Camino Carpets for years, but you should get to know them as Camino Carpets and Flooring. They do more than just carpets. They do all types of flooring. Camino offers free estimates and guaranteed installations and will help you find the right flooring for your home or business. They take pride in their work, so you can be proud of your floors. Camino Carpets and Flooring, an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau. 3950 Quadra Street, across from Lumber World.
My name is Tara, and I work for Sydney All Care Residents. People always ask me, what makes Sydney All Care different? For starters, we're all about care. We offer private rooms. We have our own on-site gourmet chef. We have 24-hour staff, and we always have fun. So what makes us different? At Sydney All Care Residents, we're all about care.
Sydney All Care Residents, privately offering respite, complex, and palliative care. Learn more at allcarecanada.ca.
Giving you the power to be smarter than your smartphone. Tech Talk with Alan Perry. Saturday mornings at 10 on CFAX 1070.
We are back. We're talking to Linda Ferguson from Ferguson Designs, and she has designer clothing with attitude. She also is an image and wardrobe consultant and many other things. We're talking about fall fashions, Linda, and what are you seeing and what are you designing for this coming fall?
Well, this fall, we've seen a return of the big puffer coats. They're very, very popular. And also faux fur stoles. And these are so much fun.
Oh, my mom used to have one. Oh, I love those.
I know. And they have been all over the runways in Italy and Paris. And it came, you know, not a big investment piece, but just it really takes your evening wear over the top, especially through the holidays.
Now, can you wear that with jeans and like something different than glamorous? Can it be kind of played down as well?
But you could. You know, there are faux fur cuffs. Now, that's another thing that's really big is the cuff, the faux furs on the cuffs and the collars now of garments, of coats and jackets. And, of course, gloves are back in a big way.
And I can see you wearing all that. You're so glamorous. So glamorous is you, kind of. How about this boho trend? Is that something that's still on? Is it something
you
like?
And that's because the 70s vibe is back, you know, and And it's funny because, I lived through the 70s. It did all that. And fashion is a cycle. It always comes back, you know. But, of course, you know, it's different. There's different fabrics. But it's the same sort of look because the newer generation, the younger generation, they think this is all new.
Yeah, of course. My daughter told me years ago, oh, you'll never see high-waisted pants again. Funny, huh? Mother's always right. I just bought a piece, a tartan wraparound kind of a poncho thingy. And, right. I'm seeing kind of boho ones with the safari kind of patterns or Aztec kind of looking. That sort of element is coming back again as well.
Winter florals, geometric patterns, very much so. Chunky knits. And brown is the hot color because brown was the color from the 70s. But we're seeing it paired with maroon and copper to give it that really deep sort of warm sort of feeling to it. So it's not brown on brown, you know.
Right, because that's hard to wear sometimes for people, isn't it, as well with their face complexion.
Totally. And again, knowing what your colors are and then working within that palette also makes it a lot easier when you go shopping.
Right. And I'm sure you've seen a lot of people with this blush color that it can wash people out too, right? It can look great on some people.
Totally.
But you have to know your colors. How do you go about finding out what color range works for people?
Well, what happens when you work, you have to, when I have clients at the studio, we go over colors and we also drape them across their shoulders and the front of their chest. And then that way it reflects onto their skin. So depending on whether you wear makeup or not, it makes a big difference. But depending on your hair color and your skin, that'll have a relationship with the clothing that you're wearing because color that you're wearing on your upper part of your body bounces onto your face. So people will either be washed out or they'll be noticed. So depending on where you're going and what you're doing, if you want to be noticed, then you want to be wearing a color that's going to draw attention to you.
Right. And you know when people say that looks good on you, that it happens, right, when you're wearing those
all
colors?
All the time. I tell women, bank that comment, because a lot of times they go, it's a nothing outfit. And I go, but if a complete stranger comes up and tells you, wow, that looks good on you, what are they telling you?
Yeah.
You know?
And just say thank you.
Totally.
Not I don't
and
look
say,
good.
Remember, this is a great color. Mark it down.
Absolutely.
Put it in your iPhone. Take a picture of it. Yes, totally. Totally.
So for fall, what do you say are some essential things you should have? I know a lot of us in Victoria on the West Coast, we like our new pair of boots, our jeans, a new top. What are you saying kind of some essentials to get in your wardrobe that cover work and lifestyle?
Well, one of the big key elements is a floor duster coat. And that is a key piece because it's an investment piece where it will take you from January to December. And it's just very loose fitting. It's not necessarily lined with pockets, and you can belt it. So that's a great investment piece. Also, brooches. They've seen a real big comeback. So if someone is not a jewelry person, and they don't really like those statement necklaces because they're still very popular. Mm-hmm. Just a simple brooch on a classic outfit. And also the all-gray suit. And like pantsuits, they're very popular, but they're not the pantsuits that Hillary Clinton wore. These are really tailored pantsuits. These are, really great tailoring. And they're with shawl-collared lapels. And they just drape beautifully on you. So there's a difference, and that is a great piece because, of course, you can mix and match the jacket with a skirt and jeans. You get a lot of mileage out of that, and then the pants can be worn with the classic white blouse, which is also an investment piece that is very big this fall.
Wow, you've given us great advice, and I just want to ask you, do you remember the brooch phase back in the early 80s, the Madonna phase with the gloves?
Yes.
We can bring them back. Yes.
And that's what fashion does. If you have storage, you just put this stuff away. Yeah. It'll come back out again.
Hey, great segment right now. And we're going to talk in the next segment about some skincare and then about something you're involved in, the Shoebox Project, which is great. Back in 2 minutes.
Thank you.
We're here live at the soccer field talking to kids who play Timbits Soccer. Tim Hortons supports over 200,000 kids in Timbits Soccer, where there's all...
Whoa! How many kids?
200,000.
Wow! 200,000 kids?
Yep.
That's more than my school.
That's every kid in the world.
Well, not quite, but it's a lot.
Come on, guys, let's go play.
Yeah, let's go. Come on.
Tim Hortons is proud to support Timbit Soccer. 200,000 kids playing one really fun game.
Cancel your plans because it's Tuesday week at Cineplex, where you get Tuesday prices every day of the week. So, planning on picking your fall classes? Cancel it. Pumpkin spicing everything? Cancel it. Going to the county fair and getting bit by a baby billy goat? Yeah, cancel it. Make time for Tuesday prices on movies from August 31st to September 4th. Scene members get an extra 10% off. It's just another way Cineplex helps you see the big picture.
Who did you and Mike call to get your roof redone?
Well, we called Ariel Roofing, but it turns out we didn't need to. They gave us a free estimate and said our roof has about 5 years left.
Really?
They're honest. They'll only redo your roof if it needs to be redone.
Wow.
Are you sure your roof needs to be replaced?
Actually, no. I better find out.
I'm Tom Williams, owner of Ariel Roofing. We're honest about roofing. For a free estimate, get in touch at arielroofing.ca.
Hi, it's Wendy from All Victoria Vacuums. You wouldn't come to our store to buy tires or kitchenware, so why would you go to a big box or department store to buy a vacuum?
Parts and repairs?
Nope, department stores don't do repairs. We can repair your vacuum or sell you a new one. We have the widest selection of brands and parts. Dyson, Miele, Sebo, Ricard, and built-ins like Nilfisk and Canavac.
Really?
Yep, our staff are the experts, and we service what we sell, just like we have been for 38 years. All Victoria Vacuums at Hillside and Cedar Hill.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle. If you want to get a hold of me and know more about my guests or have any ideas for the show, I'm at lifestylewithpattymack.com. And right now we're talking to Linda Ferguson. She's a designer and so much more. Linda, how do people get a hold of you for all the different aspects of what you do?
Oh, they can just go to my website, lindafergusondesigns.com. There's a contact section, and send me an email. Mm-hmm.
And what? Yeah, just go over the couple of things that you do as well, because there are quite a few on there.
So what I do custom design clothing for regardless of your body type, and I also do image and wardrobe consultation, where I come to your home, we go through your closet, we discuss each piece and why you purchase it, because most women have a habit of changing the same clothing style year in, year out. And many times they're not really the right piece that they should be wearing. And they also tend to buy a lot of black. So we don't need 20 black pairs of pants. So it's the editing process, finding out what works and what doesn't. And then I give them a list of things that they should add to build on their wardrobe. And I give them some tools on how they can manage that a lot easier. And then they do a shopping safari where I go with you. We've already had a meeting, and I've measured up your body. And then we have a list of things that we need to buy, and we scout out, and that's all done in advance. And we start out getting the first thing, Patty, as I mentioned earlier, which we get a bra.
Numero uno.
That's the first thing we do.
Excellent. Well, that's a great service. Another thing you do is skincare, and you're with Roden Fields, but let's talk about just general skincare right now. Mm-hmm. How to have great skin at any age. How do you start that? Because I know your skin is beautiful.
Well, thank you, but it is a process, and as we age, our skin changes. And because we're hormonal, that also affects our skin. So I was introduced to Rodan and Fields a couple of years ago, and then they wrote a book, and it was a national bestseller in 2010 called Write Your Skin, A Prescription for Change. So I read that. I went to, and then I met the doctors and learned about how skin does change, because I was having issues with dryness in certain areas, yet I'm eating right. I'm doing exactly the same thing I did like years ago, but things weren't, my skin wasn't reacting to the same products I was using. So after all of my research, I found out it all had to do with a regimen. And basically, Rodan & Fields has four basic lines. It's just skincare. This is what they do. And you basically, everyone falls into one of these areas. And it's just by taking care of your skin every single day and exfoliating, you will in turn get rid of the dead skin cells, and the newer skin cells will surface.
And it's not like old days exfoliating where you had a harsh, these almond scrubs or whatever
that
actually tear
not
your skin and then you get rosacea and stuff. So what kind of ingredients do they put in there? What kind of exfoliating is it?
This is just below prescription grade, and it's a very transparent company that you can go onto the website, rodanandfields.com/CA. You can see all the ingredients in RF Derm. You can bring it to your physician if you have questions, because it is an anti-aging line of skincare that they provide, because they realize that over time we need to help our skin to be nourished. We have to feed it. And just like we feed our bodies, this is exactly what we're doing with our skin.
Right. And this time of year, we're going to do some exfoliating so that we can get rid of that kind of summer dead skin, and on
right.
we go. And then right. we get to, you know, kind of fall fashions, but also, you know, we're seeing some lipsticks. MAC has a new matte lipstick and some of
That's
the
right.
darker tones maybe, or lighter depending on what your coloring is. And mm-hmm. brows are huge again. So what kind of colors and what kind of brow products are you seeing that work?
Well, it's really interesting about the brow. I had this conversation with a client the other day, was that many women neglect their eyebrows, and as we age, they start to droop. So that's a key area to have an arch, and there are numerous videos out there, and you go onto YouTube, and just by shaping your brow will open your eye up, and it will make you look brighter, younger, and look fresher and more alive.
Yeah, I'm a brow nut. Brows frame the face. Like, as a makeup artist, you know, that's that I used to be. It's the number one thing to do to really change your look. And some people, even if you pluck them, they're all gone. There's so many great products now that you can really feather them in nicely.
Correct. And there's a new product I just saw advertised, and I apologize, I don't know what the name of it, but it has a pencil and then a crayon on the other end. So it just smooths it in there. So really, it's easy to do. You just get into it as part of your daily ritual, but it really makes a big difference.
Absolutely a big difference. Now, before we run out of time here, I do want to touch on you're the coordinator for a new project coming to town, the Shoebox Project, mm-hmm. and you're launching at the Women's Expo on the 19th. So tell us about this, because it's fabulous.
Well, the Shoebox Project, I was introduced to it. My daughter lives in Vancouver in 2011, and I went over there. She said, let's do a shoebox for the women who live in shelters, and I hadn't heard about it. And so we did, and then when I came back to the island, I called Toronto, where head office is, and I said, how do I get involved with the Shoebox Project here on the island? They said, well, just send me your info. So I signed up, and now I'm the coordinator. And what we do, we fill a shoebox with goodies for women that live in shelters during the holiday season. This is an area that was being neglected. And it started in 2011 in Toronto, and this is our third year here. So we're really excited that we have partnered with Tillicum Mall. They have a 5-foot shoe there. If you go down to Tillicum Mall and bring a wrapped shoebox, the lid has to be wrapped separately, because all the boxes go to the shelters and they're inspected before distribution to the residents that live there. And if you go to Tillicum Mall, there are four selected stores there, and you bring a box, they will give you a ticket, and you could win $1,200 worth of shoes for a year.
Very cool. And if the people want to know more about it, it's www.shoeboxproject.com.
Correct.
It's great having you on the show, and I know we'll have you on more to talk about all kinds of fashion and makeup and all kinds of fun stuff, Linda. Fantastic.
Awesome.
Really fun. And before I go today, I just want to thank everybody. Our son Sheldon Mack had a bad injury last week playing with the Westshore Rebels football. And everybody's been fantastic. Our friends, our family, our football family. It's a setback. But, you know, I saw today in the paper or in a magazine, Zach Downey's family, you know, they lost their son. We all go through stuff. We'll make it through. And thanks for all your support. Till we meet again, get out there and enjoy.
Grandpa, you've done pretty well for yourself. What's your secret?
Jimmy, it's all about planning for your future. And investing in mortgages with a mortgage broker at Great Pacific is a great opportunity for high-yield returns secured by real estate. Then you receive interest on the amount lent out. Great Pacific has been arranging mortgages for over 20 years.
Couldn't I just invest in baseball cards or something?
You're not very smart, are you, Jimmy?
Investing or borrowing? Call Great Pacific Mortgage and Investments. After all, it's your money.
Monday on TSN, we're serving up the best in tennis at the U.S. Open. Looking to make some noise in the city that never sleeps. With TSN's multiple channels, you can rally between matches happening at the same time.
That's going to get the crowd going.
It's tennis your way. The U.S. Open. Multi-court coverage begins Monday at 8 a.m.